But you guys, I am blown away by the results here. It really did do quite an amazing job of combining these two concepts. The 3D nature of the first wizard with this second video that we generated of the spells. And I'm telling you, this is definitely my new favorite AI tool right now. But this really sealed the deal for me on Flora AI. I think it is definitely a new design experience with these AI tools and a much, much better one. So just massive shout out to Flora AI. Definitely my new favorite AI tool. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight covering another amazing AI tool that I feel super excited to show you. You're probably sick of hearing it, but to dive deeper into myself as well in the very near future, probably right after we record this episode, and that is despite being one of the problematic wannabe creatives out there that are empowered by AI. And if you're wondering what I mean by that, we'll talk about it more in just 1 second when we get to the philosophy, actually the manifesto of the company that we're talking about tonight, and that is Flora AI, which was founded by Weber Wong in February of 2025, so just recently. And this is an AI design tool that's more than just a one-off image generator. It's a complete suite of tools and features that allows for system-oriented thinkers to create creative design workflows. And full transparency, I already recorded the demos of the tool before recording this intro, and I was blown away, guys. It was so much fun. As you'll hear me say, one of my favorite AI tools, probably my favorite AI tool right now. But for now, let's start with that manifesto. So you kind of know what I mean when I say I might kind of be the enemy when it comes to Flora, but the way they built their tool and the experience I had, they're making it hard not to feel like I'm creative with an AI tool. They're really feeding into their own problem, because when it comes to Flora, I'm going to love and use their tool despite their manifesto, which I will highlight for you. And I'm being humorous. I think they probably realize that with the tool they built, they are going to be making people a lot more creative. Anyway, the subheader of their manifesto reads this. It says, current AI creative tools are made by non-creatives for other non-creatives to feel creative. So I think, again, that's what I meant when I said, I think I'm in that second group of the non-creatives, the wannabe creatives, who AI has made, or at least help feel more creative. As far as, you know, the fact that AI tools are created for non-creatives to feel more creative, I kind of agree with that. And I actually think that that's a good thing. I'm an AI optimist, and I think that it's going to enhance a lot of people's capabilities. But if you have been making a living and you truly are creative, because as well, I might be creative, I don't think I'm very artistically talented. So if you're truly artistically talented, I could see why the current AI creative landscape could feel disingenuous, to say the least, downright diabolical in the opinion of some artists, to say more. But anyway, like I said, AI is absolutely making me, someone who's always called himself a non-creative, feel much more creative, and I absolutely love that. So despite the manifesto here, I'm going to try to use cut here. I absolutely see Flora making me much better at being creative. And so when we get into the tool, how you can use it, I think you'll see that as well. It is very much designed to do that. So anyway, the rest of the manifesto goes on to say that there's a gap right now. And this is, I think, the important part of the manifesto. I joke a little bit about the non-creative part, but goes on to say that there's a gap between the truly valuable creative tools out there in the world right now, like the Photoshops of the world, that which take years and years to learn to an expert level anyway, not necessarily easy to use. And then on the other side of the spectrum are a lot of these AI tools that are incredibly easy to use, but generate what the Flora team calls AI slop. And I think they have that right too. There will be a barrage of AI slop, both written and visual, on the internet over the next few years. We have talked a lot about that, but we've also talked about how that's an opportunity to differentiate yourself out there with your content. Because it's the user of the tool that really makes the difference. So anyway, Flora has been designed to bridge that gap, to give truly creative people creative control with the efficiency and the speed of AI. Okay, a couple of things before we dive into the platform and just go through each of the features as quickly and efficiently as possible. One, I should say that definitely check out the documentation that Flora has on the product. It's extremely well organized and written and really teaches the product better than I think anybody could, including me. But to save you the time, in case you are unable to do that, we're going to go through all of the basics tonight. I also made sure that the screen sharing synchronization is up to snuff tonight, so apologies to anybody who caught yesterday's episode and had to deal with that. Anyway, again, check out the documentation. All the information we're going to get to tonight and much more is in there. And everything that we talked about tonight is actually also talked about in a series of tutorial videos that Flora themselves offer. I'm linking to each of those in tonight's show notes as well, but hopefully just aggregating all that into one short demo video in one place is helpful to anybody who catches this. And then we'll see if we can add a bit of our marketing spin to the use cases as usual. Okay, and then the other thing I wanted you to see before we dive into the demo was the pricing page here. We have the free tier, which we were able to do all of the work we did in tonight's demo on that free tier, so you have no excuse not for checking out this tool, and I'm pretty sure you'll want to after you see the video. You get 2,000 free monthly credits, so it's a credit-based system. You'll see that each of the tools generates or uses a different amount of credits. And then, as is also typical, they have a monthly and a yearly option. You can save 20% on the yearly, but we're just gonna go with monthly. Again, we talked about that $20 price point being really common and really valuable in a lot of these tools. And it looks like that's the case here. They have a $20 price point, which they call the best value. You go from 2,000 credits to 10,000, you get more projects, your unlimited generation history. So I'll link to the pricing page, of course, in the show notes. Check that out for more details. Then there's an agency level at $60 per month, build monthly, and then an AI partner, which is custom. You can reach out to them to get custom build workflows. So if you're an enterprise company looking to really take advantage of this tool, I can imagine what the actual creators of the tool would be able to help you accomplish here. Okay, let's go ahead and take our first look at Flora. Okay, so here we are with the Flora canvas. The first thing to know is that there's basically three types of modules or blocks, as they call them in Flora, that you can work with to create your projects. One is a text block, one is an image block, and one is a video block. So we're gonna go through each of those blocks, starting with the text block. But first, just a quick little overview of what we're looking at here. Anywhere on this canvas, there are a few different ways that you can create these blocks. You're also seeing some examples of some workflows and things that you can do here. You can also hit the space bar, and that will give you the same command options. And then finally, you can click this little plus icon over here on the left to add your block as well. Also on the left side of the screen, you have your assets. So if you upgrade to a paid plan, right now we're just using the free plan for this demo. But if you upgrade, you can upload and store your own media, so your own videos, your own images, things like that to use in your projects. Then you have your history of all of your creations and your prompts and the blocks that you've created. And then here we have the flows that the community has created. We have all these default flows that were offered in our canvas, but then it goes on and there are several different of them. Short video workflows, WISC. A big one appears to be game character generation. It has 139 blocks. So you can see how many blocks that each of these flows has in them too. So I could spend a lot of time digging around in Flora, and I think I probably will end up spending a lot of time digging around in Flora. And then we have our comment feature. So if you click on the comment feature, you get a little comment bubble as your cursor, and anywhere on the canvas, you can click and leave your comment. Finally, we have a little help icon to get you some support and some documentation if you need it, and your account options. Okay, let's go ahead and get started right with the text block. And guys, I absolutely love the UI of this tool. I love the way that the workflows come together. And hopefully I can do it justice when we do our little demos here. So I'll double click, I'll create a text block, and these are gonna operate just like any other basically chat or text LLM that you've used. So ChatGPT, you can see right up at the top here, they have all the models that are available. It looks like they have three that you can use right now. GPT-4o Mini, Claude 3 Sonnet, and Gemini 2.0 Flash. I'm gonna be using Claude 3 Sonnet. You should also note that each of these different blocks take credits. So the free tier comes with 2,000 credits. So hopefully we'll be able to get through our demos tonight with that. But it looks like each of these is going to cost 2 credits to use as the text generator. I am partial to Claude 3 Sonnet myself, so I'm going to switch over to that. I'll zoom in a little bit so we can see this a little bit better. So the way this text block is going to work, you have your little prompt window down at the bottom here, and this is where you can ask it to create or write whatever you want. There's a few other options as well to turn the text into a video. So we would incorporate a video block there. You can ask a question about an image. So that's another great use case here. You can do some visual analysis. That's one that's also mentioned in the tutorials provided by Flora. You can elaborate, you can combine ideas. So if I were to click this, you're gonna see that it's actually given me now 2 ideas that we can combine. And the default prompt is to combine these ideas. So if you're looking for some inspiration or if you're just looking to see how the tool works, that's a great way to do this as well. And then lastly, you can actually write your own text or just paste your own text in this box. So I think what I'm going to do here to demonstrate how we can kind of use this, the power of these workflows to our advantage, and the way they describe them in the tutorials is either convergent or divergent workflows, where you have all these individual tasks or blocks that you've created, and they either converge to help you create something more or create something by combining them, or you can diverge and you can pull a block apart into separate pieces to use those individually as well. So I think we're gonna work kind of on a convergent workflow right now where we set up a few different text blocks. I think I'm gonna do 3 different text blocks and let's have them each describe a service offering for our marketing agency, for instance. Okay, for the first one, let's just go ahead. write a punchy and descriptive service offering for our website development as part of our marketing agency. So I will just go ahead and tell it to write a punchy and descriptive service offering describing our web development services at our digital marketing agency. Okay, and we'll let that go here for a second. And what I'll do is, while that's running, I'm just going to create another text block here. Okay, so we have our descriptive web development service offering. Let's just do the same thing now for a social media marketing or social media management service offering. Write another service offering. Keep it punchy and informative, this time about social media management at our digital marketing agency. Okay, and then for our last one, let's just do one more service offering here. And maybe you can see where I'm going with this, but we're going to use each of these offerings and we're combine them together to come up with one-liners or taglines for our agency. So this time, let's just go with write another service offering for digital advertising services at our digital marketing agency. And as you can see, I'm way too into using my dictation tool now. It is very much killing my keyboard, as was their original pitch over there at Whisper, which is the tool I use. Shout out to Whisper Flow. Definitely check them out as well, guys. Now let's demonstrate the power of this tool. Let's go ahead and create another text block. And what you can do now is you can, with each of these modules, there's a little plus icon here on the side, and you can grab that and drag it and connect each of these modules. So we're going to bring each of these modules now into this individual text block here. And now all of the context from these generations and from these service descriptions is provided to this text block. And I'm going to switch it back to Claude 3 Sonnet. I actually forgot to do that with our other two. So we have one Claude and a couple GPT-4o minis here. But now we have this new text block that we can use that's storing all of the context from these other ones. So let's say combine the service offerings. So let's say combine the service offerings into a one-liner for our digital marketing agency, provide five different options. Okay, and we'll let that generate now. And now we have our five options for our one-liner or our tagline for our digital agency. So a pretty simple example of the power of this tool, creating these multiple different blocks and then being able to combine them. And basically everything, as they mentioned in the tutorials, can be connected and combined, providing a bunch of context. And we're really only scratching the surface here with this example. Let's actually continue using this canvas, using this project, this flow, and let's break into the image blocks now using what we've generated so far. Okay, now since I don't have any files or assets uploaded into my account right now, I'm just gonna generate an image. And what I forgot to mention is there's another way you can create these blocks with keyboard hotkeys. So if you just hit T, for instance, you're gonna get a text block. If you hit I, you're gonna get an image block. And then V is gonna give you a video block. So anyway, let's go ahead and create an image block here. And let's generate an image. But first, I want to call out a couple of different menus that we have at our disposal now. The first one is up here in the upper right-hand corner. This is where you can select the model that you're going to use for your image generation. You should recognize a few of these from some different episodes we did. We have Flux Dev, Flux Pro, LumaPhoton, Recraft V3, and Stable Diffusion 3.5. And it gives you a little bit of a detail about what each of these is good at. But definitely check out the docs. They actually go into way more detail about what each model is good at performing and how to best use it. I found that extremely enlightening and useful, and I'm definitely going to go back to that to study further after this episode. In addition to the model selector, you have a style selector. Again, should look pretty familiar. If you've seen any of these other image generators that we've tested on the show, or if you've tested any yourself, you then have an option for the image quality, the size, so you can get plenty of different aspect ratios for your different formats, and the seed number. And then right here above your block, you have another set of options. Again, you can select the model. Here you have, again, the style selector, the aspect ratio as well, and then a couple other options here to enhance the prompt, save or download the image, to save it and bookmark it, although we would need to upgrade to save blocks to our account, and then you can expand it as well. And then I'm going to zoom in here. What you can see is we also have some automatic options or some default options. You can upload an image. You can combine images into a video, turn an image into a video, ask a question about an image. And another thing you can do is actually image to image generation, which is also demoed in the tutorial that they give on the image blocks. So I think we'll take a look at that too here. But first, let's create our image. Create a 3D video game wizard character in anime style. And I think I'll just use the Recraft V3. What you're also going to see here is the prices for the image generation. So definitely higher than the text, which is to be expected, but you're also going to get a rough time on how long those generations are going to take. So let's go hit Recraft 3 here. And they also have an enhanced prompt feature, which is something I always like to see. So let's just hit that as well. Let's see what it comes up with for our new prompt. Definitely whipped up some more detail for our little wizard character. So let's go ahead and generate that. Okay, and here we have our 3D anime wizard. I think it nailed it. I love it. Let's show you guys like an image-to-image generation now. Now that we have this image, we can actually double-click. We can put another image in here. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to combine these two. And I just moved them a little bit so we could see a little better. But one thing I want to point out, and this is also mentioned in the tutorial, is that now that we're doing the image-to-image modality, we have different models at our disposal. These are three Flux models that are specifically for image-to-image generation. Check out the tutorial video linked in the show notes for an explanation from one of the Flora designers on what each of these are good at. But since we're looking for a 3D quality to our image this time, let's do flux depth for our model. And let's do, and this kind of also acts as a bit of a style enhancer or style changer or variation tool as well. Let's try like, what should we do? Let's do create the image in a sketch color pencil style. All right, and let's just go ahead and run that. And I'll jump ahead now that this is queued and generating. But again, we just cranked out our image generation here, and now we're doing an image-to-image generation very quickly and easily. This is all in the same window that we've been dealing with here with all of our text and our workflows. And so really, I really love the user interface. I love how everything comes together and we can continue working in this canvas. We can connect all of this stuff, and that's what we're going to start doing here in a second. I'm going to connect our digital marketing solution tagline to our image or one of the images, whichever one we like best. And we'll see if we can, you know, kind of combine those two to create a few different things. I think maybe we'll create some ad copy in an advertisement, both visual and video. So let's go ahead and do that now. And I think I like the colored pencil generation that we came up with from our image to image generation here. So I think I'm going to use that. First thing I'm going to do is this little trick that I caught in one of the tutorial videos where now that we have this list of different taglines, I'm actually going to isolate one. So let's go ahead and create another. Oh, we're going to create a text block, actually. Let's create another text block right here. And we're going to connect these and we'll give it the instruction to isolate the fourth option for the taglines. And we'll see how that does. It should just pick up right. Yep, it grabbed our fourth option for us. So now that we have that picked, we have our image that we're going to use. Let's go ahead and do a couple things. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create some ad copy. So let's do a text and let's combine our image here just to give it that feel for the language we wanted to use. So now let's go ahead and bring the context of our tagline into our little wizard image here. And what I'm going to create now is first I'm going to create some ad copy. So let's go ahead and create a text box. Let's bring in the context from our cool little wizard that has all of our tagline options in it. Let's go ahead and write some copy for an advertisement that highlights the magical style of the image with our tagline for our product. We'll go ahead and generate that. And here we have our ad copy. It went a little on the nose with incorporating the aspects of the image, but you get the idea and you can definitely edit and mess with that a little bit. Okay, and let's finish up our demo now with the video block. So I think what I'm going to do, and it's buggy for some reason right now, it's not letting me move this block out of the way, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and create a video block down here. And much like the image block, we're going to get some options with our video block here up in the right-hand corner. Again, you can see the all the video models that we have at our disposal, and I'm seeing all of the video models that we have talked about on this show, plus a few more. So just super excited again for just how versatile this tool is, how modular it is. I really love the module, the drag and drop, the connection. It's a UI in a format that I really, really do enjoy in these tools. A lot of the agent builders are similar to that. A lot of workflow builders are similar to that. And I think it just really, really works nicely here for this creative tool. Okay, so we have all our video models. We have Hailuo Max, VO2, Kling Standard, Kling Pro, Luma Ray 2, Luma Dream Machine, Pika, Tencent, Hunyan, Lightrix, LTVX, which I haven't heard of, but I've heard of all the rest. And here we're seeing the prices for the video generations, which, as to be expected, are way up there. VO2 is probably the model I would choose, but that's way up there at 3,125 credits for one run. So that would wipe out our entire demo credit. We wouldn't even be able to have done that. Looks like Luma Ray 2 is coming in second place with 1,000 credits. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a model that I haven't tried before, Hailuo Minimax, which I have heard a lot about, and I'm kind of eager to see how it performs. So let's do that. It was also the default that the block had selected The other thing that I'm noticing here is it's going to take 3 minutes for this to generate. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and generate this. But first, let's do our context or our connecting of our modules. The first thing I want to connect is our ad copy here. I'm just going to grab that, connect it to there. And then I think I'm going to try and connect again this image into that as well. So we have our image brought in with our ad copy now. Not entirely sure if that's redundant because we have the image in here already, but just wanted to make sure. Actually, but before we do that, let's look at the default options in here as well for our video block. Okay, there we go. Here we can upload a video, we can combine images into a video, or turn an image into a video are the default options here. Okay, so let's go back and get our things connected here. Bring our text into the video, bring our image into the video, and we're gonna prompt it here. And for some reason, it's not allowing me to actually enter my prompt in this video block. I wonder if it's because we're connecting these other modules to it, and I'm getting this buggy thing with not being able to drag it again. So I'm not sure if that's because we have it connected the way we do, or if things are a little bit buggy right now. I'm not able to move everything by clicking and dragging. So it might be just a little quirky or glitchy right now. But if you just were to create a video block, you can see here that you can prompt it. So why don't I do that? Why don't I create our video block? And I'm going to prompt it with, create a video of the magical wizard casting spells and creating marketing assets like images and white papers and websites with his magic. Okay, we got that. Now let's try and bring the context into our video. Let's connect this one here and let's see if it erases. Yeah, it does erase our prompt there. So I think when you are bringing in this context to the video modules, it looks like it's going to kind of structure the prompt based on that. So let's try this a couple different ways. Cut here. So let's just go with that. Let's generate our video based on our ad copy and our image. I'm going to go ahead and click generate now, and we will skip forward and skip ahead to when our video is generated. So stand by, everybody. Okay, and here we have our generation. I have to say I'm pretty impressed with Minimax for the quality of what's going on here. It is a The one thing we didn't nail was like turning our spells or our orbs into different marketing assets. Let's try and do this another way and see if we can get a little bit of a spin on this. Let's create another video block, and this time I'm going to actually prompt it. Okay, we'll go ahead and generate this. And when that's finished, I'm going to combine it with our ad copy, and then we're going to see if it can create something. Again, just trying to find a little bit of a variation on how to use the tool and illustrate that there's a bunch of different ways to connect these modules, a bunch of different ways to use it. And we're really, again, only going to be able to scratch the surface in tonight's episode. Okay, well, that is generating. I think I'm actually going to end it after this portion of the demo. I'm running out of my free credits. But what I'm going to do after this video is actually jump into more of these YouTube tutorials from the Flora team. There are a few of them now that they've covered the basics. And now that we've covered the basics here, that kind of go into greater or more advanced workflow development. One is for like experimental shorts. One is a world builder workflow, which I am super excited to check out. Again, I'm going to link to all of these in the show notes. And I was planning on getting into a little bit of that tonight, but just to keep the video short, I think we've done a good job of just showing you what this platform is capable of, how it's a lot different from a lot of the design tools that are out there right now. And like I said, running out of those free credits for tonight's episode. So we have our video generated now, and I like it. It struggled a little bit to nail the generation of marketing assets using magic spells, but I do like it. I do like it. So let's try something else, actually. Instead of combining that one with our existing copy, let's actually try something a little different than I was planning here, something on the fly. Let's take our video here. Let's create another video. And again, I'm going to try and save my credits while I can, but I'm just having way too much fun doing this. And let's combine our image and this video if we can. And there does appear to be something where there's certain modules that you can't connect to each other. So I'm not entirely sure why this image module and this video module can't merge into a separate one. If there's anybody out there who uses Flora and knows what's going on there, I'm going to do a deeper dive into the docs probably to look into this one. But let's try something a little different. Let's go ahead and connect this image to this video block. And then now that that context has been brought in there, let's create another video if we can, combining this one here as input, and then let's bring this one in as input to that video block. Again, going on the fly a little bit, but we do have this option to prompt now, so let's prompt it this time. Combine the 3D anime style. Okay, little technical glitch there, but you guys, I am blown away by the results here. It really did do quite an amazing job of combining these two concepts, the 3D nature of the first wizard with the second video that we generated of the spells, and I'm telling you, this is definitely my new favorite AI tool right now. It really does just make the entire design process feel so natural and It's just like a delightful design process, honestly. And I honestly wish I didn't have so much other work to do tonight because I could spend the rest of the night toying around with this tool. I mean, this to me feels like something I would feel very comfortable using. It is definitely AI generated, you can tell, but that's not necessarily off brand for the AI Marketing Navigator. And I think it's just a really cool effect, and at least as a clip to use or something. Maybe I'll use it as the video that we'll put on LinkedIn for tonight's episode. But this really sealed the deal for me on Flora AI. I think it is definitely a new design experience with these AI tools and a much, much better one. So just massive shout out to Flora AI. Definitely my new favorite AI tool. I mean, again, I'll keep saying this. We scratched the surface tonight. I cannot wait to check out the longer demos of the more complex workflows. Check out the links in the show notes for sure. Share what you guys are creating in Flora. You can do a lot just for free. That's what we did tonight. All of this was generated on the free account with those 2,000 credits. I have like 700 left, so we're not even done. I mean, just such a great UX. And I look at the finished process. We didn't really even do anything too complex here. And you get this really nice modular representation of the project. You can see it develop throughout the whole way through, and you can see how things are connected and where the context exists. Just amazing. Can't say enough good things. Can't wait to use the tool more. And I think this is just another one of those tools that is kind of going to be a light bulb moment for especially designers who use it and who maybe are skeptical about AI and how it could be beneficial. Because, I mean, here you can imagine the power of a professional designer bringing in their existing assets, their existing portfolio of images, and doing some really amazing things with combining them. Just so much potential in this tool. In fact, I'm going to sneak one more demo in because I forgot that I wanted to do it. And this one was also directly from the tutorial video, but it was so useful that I want to share it here just in case you guys don't have time or don't go check that out. Because one of the challenges that I've had with a lot of these image generators is like maintaining a color scheme. And if I find a color palette in an image that I really like and I want it to be incorporated into another generation that I can then use in the same project, let's just pull up a text box and we'll connect this here and we will say, generate a list of the color hex codes that are used in this image. Go ahead and we'll let that generate, and I'll cut ahead if necessary here, one moment. Okay, so we have our hex codes, and I think what I'll do now, and again, this is my first time running through this tool, so there might be a more efficient way to do this, but what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna create another image here to use for our new image, as it were, and I'm gonna pull in our existing image as inspiration and go ahead, create an image of a 3D anime knight in the same style as this image. We'll use that as our prompt. So we'll go ahead and create that. And once that generates, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this generation real quick, and I'm going to copy and paste these. I think this is probably the best way to do it. You could also click and drag this value into the generation, but I think to try and get the colors just right, and since we're incorporating this image already, I think that's a good way to do it, to try and get our similarly themed and color palette image here. So let's go ahead and paste those. We'll just say with these colors and generate. Okay, we'll let that go here and we will see what the result is. Stand by. Oh, and I just realized that our knight was not spelled with a K, and that's what you get for using dictation and not typing always. So let's go ahead and try this one more time. Although it really did nail the color palette, which I really like to see. I might even like this mage better than our first one. But let's go ahead and create one more image. We'll drag this in here. And we'll give our prompt of, in the same style and color palette, create an image of a knight. And this time we're going to make sure it's spelled correctly. Okay, I got it that time. So let's go ahead and generate this one. Okay, so still didn't quite get that. So a pretty good example of still kind of the working and adjustments that you need to be able to do in AI image generation. As cool as this system is, the image generators aren't always going to be perfect. So I'm actually going to say here medieval knight, and I think that's how you spell it. Nope, apparently not. How do you spell that? That's a good one to check here in a moment. How do you spell medieval? That's a good question. I-E-V-A-L. I-E-V-A-L, everybody. I guess that makes more sense. Okay, there we go. Now let's generate that. Let's see if it gets our medieval knight this time. Stand by. Okay, and we still haven't gotten there. And in the spirit of keeping things organic for you guys, I'm going to continue. We're gonna get this knight. I'm telling you, this medieval knight. I'm going to just generate an image of that medieval knight. Create an image of a fantasy style 3D rendered medieval knight. So let's get this generated. And then we're going to pull in these hex codes into a new generation. And I think that's the way we should have gone from the get-go. But hey, we're learning about the tool on the fly together, which is something we do a lot on the AI Marketing Navigator. So stand by while this is generating. Okay, we have our fantasy knight, and I really like it. It turned out pretty well. A couple different things. Again, cut here. And again, there's a couple different ways I would approach this, and I think that you could approach this. Part of me wants to take this image down here that I like and pull it up into this and then generate those together. Another part of me wants to pull these hex codes into here. So I think, why don't we just do both? Let's see if we can duplicate. We should be able to duplicate. Yep, we sure can. So let's duplicate that. And let's take this over here. And we'll do this one into here. And this one into here. And then another really cool feature that they showed me in the demos on YouTube and that I get to show you now is the fact that you can select multiple boxes or blocks, I should say, and you can run them all at the same time, run all. So you can hit enter and do that or just click here. So we're gonna queue these up and generate them at the same time. So again, just love the features on this tool so much. If you're not seeing the AI light bulb potential, if your light bulbs aren't going off, then hey, I don't know what exact, maybe it's just artificial super intelligence that's gonna do it for you. Okay, let's see how these generations turned out. And now I have a feel, oh yeah, so it did a little bit of a weird thing when we gave it just the hex codes. That's probably understandable. Let's see how our other generation turns out, our image to image generation here. I think in the case of the hex codes, I probably need to copy and paste that value into the text prompt and say to use those hex codes or something like that. Let's see what our image looks like. Okay, so that's not bad. Our knight looks a little creepy, I'll say. But hey, it got the colors, that's for sure. It got the style, so we're closer with that one. And really, again, just a good illustration of how to use the tool, what the tool is capable of, different features. And I'm going to call it there because if I don't stop now, I'm just going to keep recording and I will never get tonight's episode up. So that's going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.